American Language Course, Volume 2400, Tape 2409C. Hello, how are you today? Open your book to the tape support material for tape 2409C. You will need a pencil or a pen. Do you have one? Did you find the material for tape 2409C? Look at figure 1. Here are some words and phrases we use to talk about heat transfer. Listen carefully and repeat each word and phrase after me. Ready? Listen and repeat. Process. Explain the process of heating. Radiation. The sun heats by radiation. Furnishes. The sun furnishes the heating. Convection. Heat metals by conduction. Strike. The molecules strike each other. Transmitted. Heat energy is transmitted. Convection. Heat water by convection. Masses. Moving masses of matter. Dense. The water is less dense. Portions. The denser portions of the water. Some of those phrases are pretty long. I hope you don't forget them. You'll be seeing most of them again. Look at figure 2. Here you see a paragraph with some words missing. I will read the paragraph 2 times. The first time, you should just listen very carefully. When I read it the second time, you should write the missing words in the blank spaces. Listen very carefully now as I read the paragraph to you. Don't write, just listen. Begin. I'll explain the process of heating. Actually, there are 3 processes. The first is radiation. The sun heats by radiation. It furnishes most of the heating for the earth. Second is convection. We heat metals by convection. In convection, the molecules strike each other and heat energy is transmitted from one molecule to the next. The third is convection. This is the transfer of heat by moving masses of matter. We heat water by convection. When water is heated, it's less dense at the bottom. This warmer, lighter water moves upward. The colder, denser portions of the water move downward. Stop. Now listen to the paragraph once more. This time, write in the missing words. Ready? Here it is. I'll explain the process of heating. Actually, there are 3 processes. The first is radiation. The sun heats by radiation. It furnishes most of the heating for the earth. Second is conduction. We heat metals by conduction. In conduction, the molecules strike each other and heat energy is transmitted from one molecule to the next. The third is convection. This is the transfer of heat by moving masses of matter. We heat water by convection. When water is heated, it's less dense at the bottom. This warmer, lighter water moves upward. The colder, denser portions of the water move downward. Stop. You should have written in all the missing words. Now let's check your answers. Put a circle around the word if you made a mistake. If you didn't write a word, write it in the blank space of your exercise and put a circle around it. Ready? Let's begin. Number one, process. P-R-O-C-E-S-S. Number two, radiation. R-A-D-I-A-T-I-O-N. Number three, furnishes. F-U-R-N-I-S-H-E-S. Number four, convection. C-O-N-D-U-C-T-I-O-N. Number five, strike. S-T-R-I-K-E. Number six, transmitted. T-R-A-N-S-M-I-T-T-E-D. Number seven, masses. M-A-S-S-E-S. Number eight, convection. C-O-N V-E-C-T-I-O-N. Number nine, dense. D-E-N-S-E. Number ten, portions. P-O-R-T-I-O-N-S. I hope you remembered to circle any wrong word you wrote and were able to write in the words you didn't hear when I read the paragraph. Put the number you got right in the blank at the end of figure two. Now look at figure three. At the top of figure three, you see three pictures. A, convection. B, radiation. And C, convection. At the bottom of the figure, there are seven numbers with the letters A, B, and C after each number. I will read seven groups of sentences to you. If the sentence or sentences I read is about convection, you should circle the letter A after the number. If it's about radiation, you should circle B. And if it's about convection, circle the letter C. Let's do number one together. Listen. Number one. This process is very important in the study of weather. An understanding of it makes it easier for us to explain wind movements. Which process is this? Do you remember from the lesson in the book? These sentences are talking about convection, aren't they? So which letter should you circle after number one? You should circle the letter C. Go ahead and do it now. Okay, let's go on and do the rest of the sentences. Remember to listen carefully and then circle A, B, or C. Here's the second one. Number two. When a pan of water is placed over the fire, the warmer, lighter water moves upward. The colder, denser portions of the water move downward. Number three. Heat waves coming from the sun supply most of the heating of the earth and its atmosphere. Number four, the instructor used the heating of water as an example of heat transfer by this process. Number five, a familiar example was an iron bar which conducts heat to parts that are not directly in contact with fire. Number six, we can understand it by thinking about how the earth receives its heat from the sun, or how things in a room are warmed by a stove. Number seven, molecules of heated metals hit against each other. Heat energy is passed from molecule to molecule. Finished? It was pretty easy, wasn't it? Let's see how you did. Put an X next to any wrong ones. We said number one was C. For number two, you should have circled C also. It was also about convection. Listen to the sentence again. When a pan of water is placed over the fire, the warmer, lighter water moves upward. The colder, denser portions of the water move downward. In number three, you should have circled V. It's about radiation. The sentence was, heat waves coming from the sun supply most of the heating of the earth and its atmosphere. In number four, the correct answer is C again. It's about convection. I said, the instructor used the heating of water as an example of heat transfer by this process. For number five, the correct answer is A, convection. The sentence was, a familiar example was an iron bar which conducts heat to parts that are not directly in contact with fire. The correct answer to number six is B, radiation. The sentence you heard was, we can understand it by thinking about how the earth receives its heat from the sun, or how things in a room are warmed by a stove. And for the last one, number seven, we should have circled A. The sentence was about convection. I said, molecules of heated metals hit against each other. Heat energy is passed from molecule to molecule. Did you get them all correct? I hope so. Don't forget to write down the number correct at the bottom right. Next, look at figure four. We see six sentences followed by three words, phrases, or even sentences. You will hear each sentence on the tape, followed by some more information, and finally a question. You should look at the sentence as you hear it, listen to the information and the question, and then circle A, B, or C of the best answer to the question. Look at number one and listen. Number one, they saw a large body of water to the right. A body of water means a mass of water. Question, what did they see? Look at the three answers and circle A, B, or C. Did you circle the letter B? Well, that's the correct answer. They saw a large mass or body of water. Okay, let's continue now with the other five sentences. Remember to listen very carefully to everything before you try to answer. Number two, heat energy can be converted to mechanical power. Converted means changed. Question, thought can be changed. Number three, the thermostat regulates the amount of heat. Regulates means controls. Question, what does the thermostat do? Number four, heat energy is passed from molecule to molecule. Passed means transmitted. Question, what does transmitted mean? Number five, they understand the process of heating by convection. A process means method. Question, what do they understand? Number six, molecules of heated metals strike each other. Strike means hit against. Question, what do the molecules do? Go back to number two now. We're going to check your answers. Mark an X next to any wrong ones. For number two, you should have circled A, heat energy. The question was, what can be changed? This means, what can be converted? The correct answer to number three is C. It controls the amount of heat. I asked the question, what does the thermostat do? Remember, I said regulate means control. In number four, the correct answer is B. Passed. I asked, what does transmitted mean? For number five, you should have circled C, the method of heating by convection. The question was, what do they understand? Remember that a process means method. And the correct answer to number six, the last one, is B, hit against each other. The question I asked was, what do the molecules do? Before, I had said that the word strike means hit against. Well, we're done with exercise four. Count up the number you answered correctly and write it down at the bottom. We've got one more exercise to do on this tape. So look at figure 5. In figures 1, 2, 3, and 4, we were talking mostly about the three kinds of heat transfer. In figure 5, however, we're going to change and see how you do with some very important two-word verbs that you need to know. In figure 5, you see 8 groups of 3 answers each. We're going to do something very similar to what we did in figure 4. I'll give you some information on the tape, and then ask you a question about it. Again, you answer by circling A, B, or C. Try the first one now, and let's see how you do. Listen carefully, and then circle the letter A, B, or C of the correct answer. Number 1. The sergeant said to carry out the task. Question, what did he want us to do? Have you finished? What did you circle? The correct answer is B, accomplish the job. In the book, we learned that to carry out a task means to accomplish a job. I hope you got that one correct. Now, let's go ahead with the rest of the sentences. Here's the second one, number 2. She told us to pick out the book we liked. Question, what should we do?
Number 3. A new teacher will take over the class tomorrow. Question. What will happen? Number 4. We were told to cross out the names of those who were sick. Question. What were we told? Number 5. Yesterday, our commander brought up the problem in the meeting. Question. What did he do in the meeting? Number 6. Mrs. Johnson will look over our papers when we finish. Question. What will she do? Number 7. The first barber passed his scissors on to the second one. Question. What did the first barber do? Number 8. The tape said, we don't have time to take up anything more in this lesson. Question. What did the tape say? Okay, that was the last one. Now let's check your work, beginning with number 2. Remember to put an X next to any wrong ones. For number 2, the correct answer is A. Select a book we like. The sentence was, she told us to pick out the book we liked. I asked, what should we do? The words pick out mean select, as you know. In number 3, we should have circled the letter A. He'll assume control of the class. The sentence was, a new teacher will take over the class tomorrow. The question was, what will happen? The words take over mean assume control. The correct answer to number 4 is C. Draw a line to their names. The sentence was, we were told to cross out the names of those who were sick. The question I asked was, what were we told? To cross out something means to draw a line to it. In number 5, the answer is B. We introduced the problem. I said, yesterday our commander brought up the problem in the meeting. Then I asked, what did he do in the meeting? To bring something up means to introduce it. For number 6, the correct answer is B. Examine them when we're done. The sentence was, Mrs. Johnson will look over our papers when we finish. My question was, what will she do? The words look over mean examine. In number 7, you should have circled the letter A. He gave the second one his scissors. The sentence you heard was, the first barber passed his scissors on to the second one. Then I asked, what did the first barber do? To pass something on means to give it to someone. And in number 8, the last one, the correct answer is A. There is no time to introduce new material. The sentence was, the tape said, we don't have time to take up anything more in this lesson. The question was, what did the tape say? Take up means introduce, and anything more in the lesson means new material. Well, how did you do? I hope you were able to do them all correctly. If you did get them all correct, that's great. Now write the number correct in the blank at the end of the figure. Now turn to the evaluation exercise for tape 24 on line C, and do it when this tape ends. Your instructor will check it when you have finished. This is the end of tape 24-09-C.